Hello, everyone. I'm Kai Grover, and this is QU, or Hawk Talk, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in the studio at Studio Q at North Campus today, September 18th. On today's show, my co-hosts are Keaton.
Hello.
And Lindsay.
Hello.
Let's get started.
All right. So we had some interesting soccer games this past weekend. Let's talk about Friday.
Yep. Friday night, the women's and men's team played a conference matchup with Missouri S&T. They're the Miners.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool that both teams shut out S&T.
Yeah,
that
usually
was pretty fun to see.
Yeah, usually S&T gives us a run for our money sometimes, but I think we usually stay pretty competitive with Missouri S&T.
Yeah, I did play-by-play for the GLVC SN, you know, the streaming. And I've never done play-by-play before that day.
You did pretty good, though.
I did okay. I think I did okay. And I thought that Quincy played some really good defense. They played some really sharp defense, and that's why they won.
Yeah, they were really fast up and down the field.
For me, my standout player is Destiny. Destiny Roberts, she's just so freaking
for the women's
fast.
Team, yeah, she is.
You can't stop her. No one can catch her.
She plays the whole game. I don't know how she does it.
She's just an athlete. And then she also had both assists for the women's two goals that they scored. So that game was 2-0, Quincy.
Yeah, I remember coming to a couple soccer games last year, women's soccer games, and she played as a freshman the whole time too.
Yeah.
Like, she's really talented.
I think she just has the fastest feet on the team. Like, probably on campus, actually. She's probably the fastest person on campus.
Yeah, you think the other team has a breakaway, and then here comes Destiny, and she's either slide kicking the ball out of the way or stopping the goal.
Yeah, and then she had two assists, one to Hannah Warnicki and the other one to Isabel Monteleone, and those were our goal scorers for the women's game on the 15th.
Yeah, they scored pretty quick out of halftime.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, like the second half, they scored within, like, what would you say, Kai? Or, you were there.
I was there for the men's game.
Yeah.
For the men's game, they definitely scored, like, almost 15 minutes after. Like,
yeah, they did score pretty quick against
S&T. Yeah, that
S&T.
Men's game, they picked up two goals in the second half, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was quick. It was almost... It was not too far away from the other one. Once they made one
goal.
No, they
were pretty quick, yeah.
And they made another goal, like, almost right after.
I noticed that with soccer. I'm not a huge soccer person, but anytime I watch soccer, it's like either they'll score one goal and then not score for, like, a really, really long
time.
Or it'll be, like, back-to-back.
Yes,
it was
because
so exciting when it's back-to-back.
I think
like
it's
that.
Just the balance of the game. I'm not really a soccer fan either, but I can tell that, like, okay, it's either, like, you – are going for the goal and you're catching that one spot and you're using that to your advantage, or like it's going to take you forever to get another goal again because the team is going to be like back on their feet, or when they make subs, they're probably getting some fresh legs on the field. Those fresh legs are going to, like, you know, wipe you out. So yeah, you got to like hurry up and get a goal.
So that first goal was scored by Tommy Barrel.
Yep.
Yes.
Do you guys know how early in the game that was? That was first half, yeah?
Pretty early.
Yep.
He's young, too. He's a sophomore.
Yeah.
He played a lot last year as a freshman, too.
Nice.
And then that second half we came out, and I think it was...
Stan Cargill.
Was it Casper first, though, or was it Cargill first?
I think
it was Casper first,
yeah.
And then
okay, right.
Cargill. I remember because I did play-by-play. And it was Casper first. And then, like, not too far after, it was Cargill. And Jake Ellis, too. He's a standout player also. Headbutt King is what I like to say because every time
he's
on
defender.
Defense, yeah, he headbutts the ball back. And during the Miners game on Friday, the men's soccer team, there was, like, six headbutts back and forth between the Quincy.
It was fun to watch.
Headbutts to me are such a confusing thing in soccer because, like,
can't use your hands. So
your
head.
I know that. But, like, everyone hates so hard on football. Like, won't let their young kids play football because they're scared they're going to get concussions. But soccer has more concussions because of headbutts.
Yeah, and knee
does.
Injuries.
That's very true.
Like,
cutting,
it's crazy.
And running,
there's, like, nothing,
yeah.
like, no rules or nothing to be done about that. Like, I understand it's a huge part of the game, but, like.
I can kind of see it, though,
like,
because
people,
I mean.
People, like, hate on football. Like, they had to get special helmets and stuff.
That's true. But I feel like the difference is
not much protective gear. It's just on your shins,
there
really.
There is no protective gear. That's what I've noticed, too.
And they run into each other and go up in the air and fall down and
jump in
get
the
beat
air.
Up. Yeah.
But I think the difference is maybe, like, they're more okay with their kid getting hit in the head with, like, a soccer ball than their head going full headbutt with another
body.
Yeah, with another head on in a helmet. Yeah, so I feel like, yeah, it might be a little bit safer, but yeah, you're still using your head in soccer. They don't have any protective gear. They're just out there with their shin guards and shoes.
Back to Ellis. I can always tell it was him headbutting because he has long blonde curly
his
hair.
Curls.
Yeah.
Ramos too. Stand out. Great. He's super fast. He led the most assists. I think he had 5 assists
really
in the last
athletic
game.
Kid.
Really, I mean, footwork is great.
Yeah, he is really athletic.
He's like a shutdown on defense.
Absolutely.
And then following those two great games that the soccer team played, on Saturday, both teams fell short to Maryville.
Yeah.
And the women's team lost 7-0, men's 4-0. So they went from shutting down S&T to being shut down by Maryville.
I mean, that's soccer, though. Like, that's any sport, though. Like, you have to be prepared. You have one good game, and then the next day it could just be a complete opposite.
In Maryville itself, I feel like it's just intimidating. Like, I know anytime my team has to play Maryville, we're like, oh,
Maryville.
Great. Like, we hate it, but we love it.
They're always decent in sports. Yeah. Or, like, decent in every sport. I don't think they've ever had a season where it's not, you know, very competitive. Plus, their soccer program is really good, men and women's. I know a couple of kids from my high school, men and women's, went to Maryville because they just saw the soccer field. They're like, all right. I'll commit.
Where's the pen?
Yeah. Let me sign.
Yeah, I think yesterday's game, it was, man, the men's game, it was tough for Quincy because I don't think they expected for Maryville to have all this chemistry. Their team had a lot of chemistry. They were very focused. They were calm. They were patient. They were not rushing the game at all. They were taking their time. And then the back line had some very strong players. They could not get past that back line, so that's why we didn't make any goals. They could not get past that back line. The back line was super strong, and that team was super calm. They were like, we're going to make our goal when we get the time.
Yeah. I wasn't there at that game, but I went to a Maryville game last year, and it was about the same thing last year. Like, their defense was very solid, and it was, I mean, how good, you know, our offense pushes it still. Maryville still keeps up with them and doesn't let them in, which is really hard to score a goal if your defense is really good.
And
I wonder if that team has been playing together for a long time, if they have a lot of fifth years or anything like that. Cause, like,
that's true.
I know on, was it Saturday that football played?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Saturday they played Fort Lauderdale, and their entire starting team was freshmen.
Fort Lauderdale's?
Yeah, they had one senior on that team.
Oh, no.
Wow. It was crazy. But, like, you could tell, like, their chemistry wasn't there. And if Maryville has great chemistry like that, I'm sure that a lot of those guys have been playing together for a minute.
And you can tell that they've practiced plays. They've practiced, you know, the cohesion. Like, they've really practiced. And definitely the goalkeeper for Maryville, he didn't make a sweat. He didn't have to do anything because we never got
through. His defense was so good.
Yeah, the defense was so good. He was, you know, they even switched out goalies, and I was like, why are they doing that? The guy hasn't done anything. He hasn't had to do anything all game.
I mean, at that point, if you're winning like that, you should just put your second string and let him get some time on the field.
Right, that's very true.
Happy and stuff like that.
Very true. Well, we can transition into football since you brought that up.
Yeah, so they've been absolutely killing it lately.
Yeah,
but they
putting up big numbers.
Some easier teams.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think our football team is really good, and I think they got really good players. I mean, we're young. I think we got some young players in there, and then I think
I think our transfers this year made a
huge
difference.
They
like,
are very good.
Tell, like, it kind of lit a fire under some of the other guys' booties.
Yeah.
Yes, because I've heard, like, complaints that, like, they don't – like, some football players that feel like they've been here longer, transfers or, like, freshmen should, like, get as much privilege. But if they're making commitments and they're making changes to the team, then they should absolutely get that. I've definitely seen the Madonna game.
That one was crazy
and long, and it was hot.
I was at softball practice, and someone's like, is football beating that team 82-0? I was like, that has to be wrong.
That's what I didn't go to the game, and like, I heard my friends talking about it, and I was like, literally no way. 89-0 is such a high scoring game for us.
And then I have a friend that plays on a football team, And then his girlfriend's like one of my good friends too. And I was like, oh, I should, I'm going to go. So I did. And I came and it was 89-0. I was like, Twitter was not, or X was not joking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Very serious. But I also heard that that Madonna team, that program was only
a couple years
into their program.
And
so
weren't they NAIA?
They might
also
have been.
Also, I heard they were NAIA, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
And then I guess we can move on to last Saturday's game, which would be against Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. They won 49-0. It's kind of a crazy game. Were you guys there? Did you catch it at all?
I saw the second half because I had practice, and then I came to the game, and it was 41-0. Nothing. I caught the last touchdown scored by Ike Wiley. He was the second string.
They started off with Drake Davis. He was the starting quarterback.
Number six.
Kid's got an arm on him.
Yeah, he is.
And he can read the field really, really well.
He's really short and quick, too.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
Unfortunately, they had two lightning delays, and then they decided to call it. So,
but like at that point, if you're Fort Lauderdale and you have your starting quarterback he got hit pretty hard. I don't remember who laid the hit down, but it was a good hit. It was one of the ones like the crowd goes.
Yeah, and the trainers both trainers were sprinting for him. Yeah, that's always scary though.
Yeah,
your starting quarterback gets.
Their starting quarterback was a freshman, though. Almost their entire team was freshman. Wow. And then they pulled.
You did say that, yeah.
Yeah, they pulled a guy, the senior, and they put him in. The one senior on their team, they put him in as quarterback after their starting QB got hurt. And that was interesting to watch. It was very, very.
Do you think that that's like a good idea to have starting lineup to be all freshmen?
Well, they're
program. They're better.
They've only been around for like 3 years. So I don't know where all of like their juniors and sophomores.
You gotta put your best players on the field if you want to win. So if they're better than a junior, then
tell like their team had some grit to them, but just compared to.
They didn't give up.
Yeah.
Like they were upset that lightning delay and they were upset that they had to leave. You know, they wanted
to
keep
playing.
I also
feel like if you're the coach, like the right move is to just call it. Like they're up 40.
You don't want anyone else to get hurt.
You can't really risk any more injuries at that point.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. What about upcoming games?
So upcoming, we have football at home this Saturday. They're going to be playing Northern Michigan.
They're 0-3 already. They played University of Wisconsin lacrosse, and they lost pretty bad to them.
What was the score on that?
I think I have to look at it real quick. They lost 3-34. Northern Michigan did to University of Wisconsin lacrosse.
I think this could be an interesting game for us just because they are a Division II team, and the last two teams that we have played have not been on the same division as us, so this should really show us where we sit for the rest of our season, I feel like.
They also lost to Minnesota Duluth 10-47. Minnesota Duluth is Division II, too. That was our first game of the season.
Maybe we're looking pretty good for that game.
Maybe we are.
I think especially with our new transfers, our new players, I think Bass is doing some different things this year that I'm definitely liking more. I know last year I didn't really.
Yeah. Can't take them for granted, though. I think they should come out with everything. But they have lost. They've lost pretty big to two teams in Division II. So.
Yep.
And then also on Saturday, the women's lacrosse team is traveling to Maryville for their first fall ball game of the year.
Fall ball playing already the conference.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not conference. Well, a conference opponent. That's crazy.
Actually, I play women's lacrosse, so we're signed up to play 10 fall ball games this year, which is kind of a crazy amount.
Yeah, we play a lot. I play softball, and we play a lot in the fall.
I mean, like, usually it's like 3-4 fall ball games.
And I know, usually you don't want to play a lot in the fall.
But we're excited for that.
That's good.
And then after that, this weekend, homecoming weekend will start on September 28th. And following with that will be, I think,
Friday's women's volleyball game versus Truman.
That'll be fun. I love watching women's volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too. I think, I'm not completely sure, but I might be working that game.
There you go.
I am.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
I think we're working it together.
I'm going to be color commentating. So, yeah,
it's
I love.
My first play-by-play.
You're going to be fine. Yeah.
She did really good. You really don't, like.
It's, what I would say about play-by-play is that it's really about. Less about trying to be formal and talk about things in a certain manner. It's more about telling a story about what's happening. That's what I noticed when I was watching Olivia do it. that it was, she was like telling a story about what was happening. Like she was doing it in order. It wasn't super formal or like, you know, if you wrote a script for it, it wouldn't feel
back and forth between facts. And like she brought up stats from the coach of QU and
history.
She did really good.
Yeah, it's very natural. It's
she's very soft spoken too.
When I was working the football game, I got to sit in with a guy who works for WGEM. And oh my gosh, it was so cool to hear him talk. He was just so professional. Like he came with his like he had everything ready set out in front of him. He was sitting there writing down stats before. Like he had a whole halftime show like prepped and ready to go. But that lighting delay threw him for a ringer. He was like, oh my god,
oh no.
Like, what do I do? He's like calling his manager. He's like, dude, what am I supposed to do? Like, what am I supposed to talk about? And they found like a 25-minute ad to run during the 30-minute.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah,
that's
a long time.
Very
yeah.
lucky. That's
I think the 4-minute
lucky.
One's long. 25 minutes.
25 minutes. How did they do that? But yeah, play-by-play for women's volleyball is probably going to be even more interesting because soccer is a very patient game. It doesn't need a lot of, you know, you can kind of let the game breathe.
Yeah, let it
but
run.
But volleyball is so hype. It's so fun.
There's action like every single
there's
second.
Action, there's strategy, there's, you know, there's teamwork. Like there's a lot more to talk about. And I'll definitely be more useful as a color analyst in a women's volleyball game.
Yeah, our volleyball team has the two freshmen of the year, GLVC freshman of the year. Well, Emma Winbergen was 2022. And then Alice Pavon, it was the 2023. So yeah, that's cool that we held.
And they're just dangerous. I feel like our volleyball team is looking pretty dangerous.
When they hit the ball, I'm like, would not want to dig that at all.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Yes.
And then the following day on Saturday, September 30th, we have football versus Southwest Baptist. And then we'll have women's volleyball again versus Upper Iowa. And then sprint football will play later in that day versus CCSJ. And then Sunday, October 1st, we got men's and women's soccer versus the University of Illinois Springfield. So
yeah, I'm excited to watch.
I will also be working that men's soccer game versus University of Springfield. So excited for that. It's really easy for like play-by-play or color when you get to know the players. Like
That's true.
Yeah, when I've worked more than one game, now I'm kind of like, I know
you
who
don't have
Tommy
to look at,
I don't have to look at the roster anymore. Yep. I don't have to look at the starting lineup.
I
know the
Tommy.
Starting lineup. I just have to know the other team's starting lineup. And like also, I think one of the other issues is that it's a pronunciation is super important because it's a GLVC Sports Network game. They want you to say the names right.
Because,
right,
you know, so parents, it's like, grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like,
I know
are
girls
you
on my team are upset when they, like,
hear
name
their name wrong. Yeah. But for that women's volleyball game, I'm excited for Upper Iowa. See how they're new to our conference. So I'm excited to see
they are new.
Them play. Yeah.
Should be very interesting. Yep. I will be there for sure.
You know, I want to ask, have you guys been to a men's volleyball game?
Yeah.
I haven't. I'm
not going to lie. That's fun, too.
It's fun, but the energy is weirdly different. Weirdly different. I don't know. Go to a women's volleyball game. You're going to see, like, the music, and everybody's kind of, like, pumped, and there's so much energy in the space. You go to a men's volleyball game, and everybody's kind of like, They're just watching, and you're like, where's the same energy? And I think that's because the women's volleyball game has a really good reputation, really great relationships. A lot of people support
really
them.
Good teamwork. Yeah. It's fun to watch them a lot.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, I went to a men's volleyball game and I was like, where's the hype? You know, why are we just watching the game?
Yeah, I agree. I know a couple of the women's volleyball players. I got close to them last year and it's like fun watching people, you know, too.
Yeah.
I guess we could all like.
Yeah.
Agree to that.
Is that your favorite sport to watch, Lindsay?
I like men's basketball. Men's basketball is
like,
really fun.
Absolutely favorite.
Yeah, like men's basketball and football, but I like men's basketball a lot. I don't know why. It's just because dunks and
there's something
threes
about basketball that's just so much more fast paced than any other sport.
Especially when you're sitting like on the
like
floor.
That,
it is really fun.
What about you, Keaton? Favorite sport to watch?
I like football a lot. Although I'm not a huge fan of our football team, I went to a few games last year and I was really upset and I was like,
I didn't go to a lot of football games last year.
Like,
I don't know why.
But I'm a big fan of football because my dad was a coach growing up my whole life. Okay. And both my brothers played. So I've always been really into it. And I really kind of understand the game.
My dad coaches too. And then he went to Eastern Illinois to play football. So I just automatically got into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, football's fun to watch. I agree. But
it definitely goes back and forth between basketball and football for me. Those are my two favorites to watch.
For me, collegiate sport wise.
Yeah, Kai, what's yours?
Collegiate sport wise, I like women's volleyball. Like, yeah. I can watch yeah. that here or anywhere else at a college all day because it's just, I love the energy. I love feeling like I'm a part of the game, even yeah. though I'm yeah. not playing, but I feel a part of the game. Like, yeah, I'm like invested. I get invested.
Dude, I feel like, especially here in Quincy, like, the way that we cheer on our women's volleyball team is crazy. I mean, like, yeah. you got the hecklers, the boys yeah. that sit up at the front.
The student section
the
last year. Yeah. yeah that was
and
really
then,
cool.
like, the t-shirts. We all have, like, matching t-shirts. Yeah. And we're, like, also invested. So I feel super invested when I'm watching women's volleyball. But professional league, I do like the NFL. I do like watching yeah. professional yeah. football. I
Sunday
don't know.
Night football, something about it.
Something about it.
I kind of like college football more than.
That's
like,
yeah, college is fun too.
Really?
Yeah.
No, well, Deion Sanders and the Colorado team has been fun to watch.
yeah.
That's crazy how he's turned that. Yeah.
He's turned that around. Yeah. But yeah, I do like some NFL. Like, I have Thursday night football on Prime Video, Sunday night on Paramount Plus. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get Monday night football. But, you know, like, I'm pretty dead. I'm like, yeah, throughout the week, I'm like, when am I going to watch this football? Yeah, it's just something about NFL, it that's very yeah. interesting. But it's also my high school had our football team won state championship in Illinois.
That's
so
cool.
Like, we had a really good football team. It's called Phillips Academy High School
okay.
in Chicago. We had a really good football team, so I was like really invested in football, like yeah. in high school. So I was like, oh, the NFL is like this is really yes, serious.
Yeah. Dude, watching those teams that go all the way like that, like my little brother's team for football went to state for Missouri.
That's cool.
And he went to Francis Howe High School.
Nice.
And it was so cool to watch. Like, setting him off on the bus when he was going, we were all saying bye. It was so cute.
That's cool.
Love that. All right. Now for the last section of this, something that you've probably all been waiting for, we're going to talk a little bit about local
Lotus shops.
Local Lotus caffeinated shops.
Coffee, stuff like that, yeah.
So the three options are Carter's, Hebrews, and
Winks.
Winks is new? Is that new? Or
yeah,
has that always been there?
Two summers,
I think, yeah.
Okay. That seems pretty new because I've
got 24th Street.
Literally exactly like Carter's to me, but yeah. I feel like, okay, me personally.
It's closer to QU, though.
Yeah, like, you can walk to Winks from QU.
Yeah, that's.
Walking to Carter's is a bit harder.
It's a bit of a walk, yeah.
Yeah, I'll say
Carter's
that.
Is on 8th and Broadway, and then I think it's on, like, 38th and Main, 36th and Main.
Yeah.
So, and then QU's on 18th, and then Winks on 24th. So, Winks is quite a bit closer than those Carter's locations.
However, I do like Carter's more. I think Carter's definitely has better Lotus. I think Winks kind of has better coffee, but I usually
I've heard
Lotus.
That a lot. I've tried the coffee at Winks. I get a Turtle Dove, which is like a chocolate-based coffee, and like caramel. Really good. I haven't had coffee from Carter's in a while. I usually choose a Lotus when I go to Carter's.
My go-to Lotus from Carter's is I get a skinny blue Lotus with sugar-free pineapple and sugar-free
Ooh,
coconut.
That sounds good.
It's like summer in a cup. I love it.
I get Stay Peachy with half and half.
Yeah.
Like cream. It's really good. It's
okay,
like,
I'm not going to lie. The cream in the Lotus scares me.
It's so good.
It looks so freaky in me.
I can't get a Lotus without cream in it. I don't know why. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's not really a thing in Chicago. The first
I know,
time, yeah
Lotus is a big Midwest thing, I think.
So I'm from St. Louis, and it's like not a thing there. I've never seen any type of Lotus.
Never heard of a Lotus before. So when I tried Carter's for the first time, I got, I think it was the peach ring.
Ooh,
or something similar
good.
To that. It had
like
peach and mango and coconut. It was good. And I've never had Winks, but I've had Hebrews. I'm a Hebrews fan.
Oh,
and
I is
had,
good too. Though.
Yeah,
Hebrews definitely has the best coffee. Easily.
Like their coffee, their Lotus. I like the sweetness. I think they do a really good job with the sweetness and the flavors. Carter's is definitely if I want some caffeine though. Like if I
That's
want like
true,
a
yeah.
if I want to
I
like
agree.
Get boost. Up if a good boost. Like you know I'm gonna go to Carter's.
I think Hebrews. I think they would be a lot more active if they. Change got two locations
yes
even though I don't mind the drive over the bridge but because it's Hebrews is in West Quincy
I usually get Hebrews when I drive over the bridge to get
gas
because it's cheaper
yes
there.
That's very true Haymakers over there is cheap yeah. I always get gas over there
yeah and also sometimes Hebrews is invited on campus. They'll bring their little trailer
that's
out.
True. I remember
and
that.
They'll come
yeah.
on campus. So that's when I'm able to get Hebrews because
cool.
I'm like, oh,
Dude,
yeah.
After practice, I'm walking around. I see that little truck. I'm like,
yep.
Oh, it's like a reward.
Yeah, literally.
I need
run
it.
To get
yep.
my wallet.
And it's, then last year, they had Hebrews outside of the HFC for one of the women's volleyball game. And I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Like, volleyball and Hebrews we're getting spoiled.
Yeah. And that's such a smart marketing move for them.
That is very smart.
They have to make so much money.
So much.
Yeah. I like their branding too. It's very simple and like Christian. That's cool. And they're closed on Sundays, which I mean kind of sucks.
Like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, like Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Like,
gotta go to church.
I want Hebrews. I can't. It's closed on Sundays.
And it's crazy because you kind of crave it on Sundays.
Yeah.
You're like,
I know.
Oh, I when want it's some not Hebrew, open. And then yeah. It's not open.
It's like, shoot.
Definitely. So what about energy drinks? So like Celsius, Alani, there's like the Ghost ones, there's Monsters. I don't think anybody.
Monsters are crazy. I don't think I could ever drink a Monster.
Dude, I used to be a big Red Bull, Monster big Red Bull person in high school, the sugar-free Monsters. There's a couple of them that are really good, but like I'm pretty sure if I were to drink one now, I'd be shaken. Oh my God, what were the Bang? The Bang energy.
Oh my gosh, Bang.
Those were huge in my high school. And those literally, I'd be sitting in class, my hand be shaking. I couldn't even write.
I can't drink energy. I can't, like, I work at Broadway Nutrition, which isn't a little shop, but they're loaded teas that have 200 milligrams of caffeine. I have to drink those. If I drink an energy drink, my lips are itching, my fingers are itching, like I'm itching everywhere.
Are you allergic?
No, I don't think I'm allergic. It's just like, it's the buzz. It's like, I don't know, like the caffeine getting me.
Never tried a Monster or a Bang. Nope. I'm scared of those. I don't know. I'm like, is that?
I like Red Bulls.
I've tried Red Bull and I've tried C4s.
Oh, I'm like, not a fan of Red Bull. That it tastes nasty. Like it tastes like gasoline to me.
Well, I was like, funny.
Are
it
you
looks
drinking
like
the flavored
too.
Ones? Or like, I literally, the regular Red Bull is disgusting.
Sugar that's free. What, yeah, that's what I had.
I could never. The sugar free, so good. And then sugar-free literally any of the really flavors, good. I think they have one right now. It's like, it's either peach or apricot something.
The
so
apricot
good.
One is really, and the coconut. I do like the coconut.
I've never had a flavored Red Bull.
Coconut berry is my favorite Red Bull, and it always will be. And everyone always like,
it's so
like,
cool looking too. It's
is
white.
So gross. You can't
yeah, I'm a
coconut
fan.
In it,
yeah.
And it's
I
so
love
good.
The cans are so like, aesthetically pleasing. Like, I would just want to grab it and hold it, and it'd be like, here's my Red Bull.
Well, I feel like Alani's are more aesthetically pleasing.
They are.
Like,
Alani's.
Are.
Now
are
that's
really
my
pretty.
Jam.
That's definitely,
jam.
You never see a dude drinking an Alani. It's always a girl.
Oh, no.
I have. So many of the men's volleyball players walk around with Alani's.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I mean, I've never seen that. Nice. Yeah, but Alani's, I feel like, are definitely marketed towards the gym girlies.
Oh,
I am a fan of Alani's, my friend.
What's your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor is cherry slush.
Okay.
I've never had an Alani.
I started with cherry slush, actually. And I was like, this is the best one. And then I tried a breezeberry. And I died. I died and was rebirthed. It's so good.
I guess I'm going to have to try an Alani. I've had a Celsius.
You can get them at Walgreens.
Also, Alani Hack, they have like packets on Amazon. And I ordered like a box of the packets. And it's like so much cheaper than buying like a case.
But I think
and
that.
And you can take them on the go.
The peach one also. The peach Alani tastes like peach crush. Like, have you ever had a peach crush?
No.
It's super good. It's a lot of peach flavor. It tastes like it doesn't even taste like an energy drink. It tastes like you're drinking soda. But I am a cherry fan. I love anything cherry. Now, about Celsius, I heard that those things are super strong. Like, people will vibrate.
I heard that like those are like against NCAA guidelines for athletes
to drink
because
they
have like
see?
Something in them. Like
see?
It's like it's dangerous. So
I'm
kind of I steer away from Celsius, but I did grab some the other day.
My teammates
and I can't remember
them.
The flavor I had. I think it was like something guava, and it was actually
kiwi
really
guava.
Good.
Maybe
no, it wasn't kiwi. Maybe let me see if I can look it up.
Yeah, but I heard like I was doing TikTok things, and somebody's like, "Do not drink Celsius. Like this shit will make." This will make you.
That's all right.
This will make you literally shake. Like, and she was like shaking, her hands is shaking. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm scared of that. Like, I've never had an energy drink give me too much energy or like literally make me, you know.
It was the mango passion fruit that I tried in my life. But then also their Arctic Vibe is really good.
Oh,
the girls,
that
okay,
one looked
I worked at
cool.
A bar over the summer. I was a waitress, and all the girls would drink like 2 Celsius a shift. Like, it was scary to me.
Wow.
Like, I would just get my one little energy drink and be fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'd make it through the night.
But one Alani does it for me.
It was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And Celsius alone, like, that's enough caffeine for me to be good for probably
even
the
though
entire 24
they
hours
say
of the day.
Energy drinks aren't good for us. Like, they kind of hurt our stomach lining. We're not supposed to be drinking them daily. That's
what is
what
good
hear.
For you nowadays? Nothing.
Nothing. So let us have
more
a little bit of sugar
drink.
And caffeine.
We need
for me,
it. We're college
kids. That's my
treat.
That's my reward.
Yeah.
That's what I get.
What I'm actually scared of is, you know, those teas at Panera. They say that they have a lot.
I
lemonades.
Worked at Panera. I worked at Panera. And when my manager put those out, he's like, guys, don't ever drink more than one of those a shift. He's like, those have 300 milligrams of caffeine in it.
OMG.
He warned us. And then one lady,
they're very
an older
sour.
Lady at my
I've
work,
had a couple, I have not a couple of them, but like not in a day, but I've had one a couple weeks ago, and it's just tart and sour.
No.
And
when I used to work there, I would have to half it with, they have like the bubbly water. Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, it's literally just water that's carbonated. I'd half and half it. Good. And like, that's enough caffeine for me or any other, like, regular human.
Those charged lemonades are insane.
300 milligrams. That's why I'm like, They're dangerous. Yeah. You're going to have a heart attack, whoever is drinking
Someone did at my work. This older lady was drinking them, and she, like, had to sit down, and then she got sent home, and our manager was like, guys, don't drink more than one a shift.
Like,
and she's like, the big cups too.
And that's the other problem. Have you seen what a Wendy's large looks like? It's like a 2 liter.
Yes, I have seen that.
Yes, that's how Panera, like, their sizing is like
huge.
Why am I getting a 2 liter? I said I wanted a large. That is a little big,
not a XL.
That is like, it's, their sizing is so huge.
Or Sonic's Route 66. Have you ever gotten one of those?
No.
Those, if you get order a Route 66 at Sonic, that's like bigger than a large. It's like,
oh,
a,
my God.
Yeah, Route 66.
How is that even possible?
I don't know why.
That's what I'm, and who's drinking that?
They call them Route 66 because like the Route 66.
66 ounces.
Yeah. Well, it's like, the Route 66 is like the big highway across the nation. So like they say like it's for people on road trips, like they get a Route 66 because
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I feel like we can live without it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys, are you, do you prefer Starbucks or Dunkin'?
Starbucks. I don't like Dunkin'.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm not a big,
I'm on the fence. Okay, Starbucks, for like, I do like their
nothing can beat those, a strawberry refresher.
The strawberry, that's what I was gonna say.
Those have the most caffeine out of anything at Starbucks.
Wow.
Is the strawberry refresher. I did really not good. Know that.
It's like a strawberry refresher lemonades. I will go to Starbucks for that, right? Mm. But when it comes to coffee, I am a Dunkin' person.
Oh my gosh, but have you tried the pumpkin chai cold brew from Starbucks?
I'm not a pumpkin person. I'm sorry.
I love pumpkin.
I'm just so ready for fall.
Yeah, no, I see that you're ready, but I'm just, when it comes to coffee, Dunkin', it gets me on my feet. Like, that is like, I can drink that.
It gets me going.
Like, I mean, I feel like I had Starbucks a lot when I was like in middle school because Frappuccino, obviously. Yeah. But like, now that like I'm older, I'm like, this is real coffee. You know, Dunkin', this is real coffee.
I go back and forth. I do. I like Starbucks more because I feel like it's easier to get a good tasting, like sugar free, like lower calorie option. Whereas like Dunkin', I feel like it's so hard. Like, also, sometimes Dunkin's so hit or miss for me. Like, sometimes I'll order the same thing, and, like, I'll get it one day, and it's, like, super, super sweet. And the next day, it's, like, tastes super strong.
Don't even tell me. Like, it at home in Chicago, because you have to go to certain locations. If I want a really good mango pineapple refresher from Dunkin', they have those. It's really good. But if I want a good one, I have to go to a certain location. Because if I go to the other one that I usually don't go to, it's not going to be as good. Like, you have to go to a certain Dunkin' sometimes, or you have to have certain people on the shift. Like, that one guy that you recognize, you're like, you make my drink. You make my drink perfect every time. Don't let that other lady that comes in here make my drink.
That's funny.
That's literally how it is. Well, that seems like we pretty much covered everything. Well, I'm going to say thank you to Keaton and Lindsay for being with us for the QU or Hawk Talk. Thanks for listening. And this is Kai, and this has been a production of the QU Media Podcast Network.